Welcome back here to Charles Schwab. This bump seems to play all the time.
It does. I do feel like we hear it a lot.
Do we need to refresh the bumps?
I'm worried that remember a couple years ago something was happening and we went inside of the system.
Shane was messing with it.
Well, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But also like the percentages.
The deal,
yes, the thing was getting reset. Is someone resetting everything?
People are resetting the percentages.
Interesting.
These aren't percentage based. These are all list based. I just need to find more royalty free bumps.
This is royalty free?
Yep.
Oh, is that for when we're off site?
Yep.
Oh, you don't have to do that, Nick.
So you guys know when we're coming back.
We can tell we're coming back because there's suddenly silence.
Well, then John complains about, I didn't know we were back.
I didn't know we were back.
But now John's complaining because we just heard this one.
Well, yeah.
So, Nick, I think you're just damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Seems about right.
Mm-hmm. We pay the licensing fee. Do it.
There you go.
We pay our licensing fee. This is radio, kids. Remember, wherever you're listening, it's always AM radio.
Or so John.
The Zone.
At 1620thezone.com, if you go there right now, you can enter to win the Field of Green sweepstakes. Your chance to win $5,000.
$5,000.
Yeah. That you can use for your home improvement plans.
All right, go to 1620thezone.com and find out more.
Bingo.
So after last night's win, of course, it didn't do anything to these standings, the Big East Conference standings.
No, because it was a non-conference game.
It was a non-conference
game. Great
point. But 29th win of the year. Yeah. As we discovered earlier, 12th best winning percentage in the country.
Yeah, and yet they're in fifth place in their conference.
They're in fifth place in the Big East Conference, one game back of Xavier, who also holds the tiebreaker on them because they won the series.
In terms of teams in front of them right now, John, the fewest wins that they have above a team is Georgetown. They have two more wins than Georgetown. The most, though, is they have nine more wins than Xavier, who is 20-20. Green is 29-9.
Yeah.
Wow.
But if the conference tournament were to be played today, Creighton would be on the outside looking in. They would not be in the conference tournament because they only take four to the Big East. So the question has been brought up, you know, as great as last night's win was, how much does it really help their cause? They only jumped up two spots in the RPI.
Crazy Uncle Warren strikes again.
He doesn't run the RPI. He doesn't
Thank
run
you,
the
Nick.
RPI.
Thank you, Nick. All right.
47th. In the RPI currently.
Yeah.
Well, so the question has been asked, well, so what if Creighton can continue this level of play, but they just don't make the conference tournament? Can they still make the NCAA tournament?
I'm kind of bummed that Nick didn't do his bit where he repeats the question and asked all of that in full. That would have been pretty funny.
It would have been funny.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, the conference RPI right now.
Yeah.
The Big East is enjoying its best season.
Oh.
Since Creighton joined the league in 2013.
Well, that's good.
More like the best East.
They're seventh. And if you look at the RPI, they're just 1/10,000th of a point behind the Pac-12 for sixth place. And they're not that far behind the Big Ten for fifth place.
Wow, so welcome to the Big East, Coastal Carolina. Did you say that on the broadcast last night?
No, I did not say that last night.
Oh.
So it's been a good year. So I wondered aloud, I was like, okay, can Creighton somehow maintain this level of RPI, not get in the conference tournament, but still be in the consideration for an at-large? So
okay.
I did a little research.
Mm.
So
John
this is last
research.
Year.
Right.
This is last year. These are the top seven conferences in college baseball.
Okay.
SEC, ACC, Big 12, Pac-12, Sun Belt, Big Ten, and the Coastal Colonial Athletic.
Colonial
the
Athletic.
CAA.
Oh, weird. I've never heard of that conference.
Well, you have now, the Colonial Athletic.
Learn something new every day, Nick.
And the Colonial last year got an automatic qualifier. Wilmington, who was the league champion, had the best record.
Okay.
But also, and conference tournament, obviously, which is why they got the automatic qualifier. Also, Northeastern was an at-large team last year with an RPI of 36.
Didn't they have a successful NCAA tournament run?
No.
Oh.
I think they went 2-2 or 1-2.
Never mind.
Yeah. But so comparing it to last year's seventh best conference, two teams got in. By the way, for the record, Big East was 12th last year. They got two teams in.
There you go.
Xavier won the tournament, but UConn had a top 25 RPI, so they got in as well.
So
Xavier was a dirty bid stealer last year.
Okay. So, in theory, if Creighton were going to make it, they would be the UConn, And the team that would win the...
Well, they would be the Northeastern.
Or the Northeastern, yeah.
Yeah, because, again, we're trying to compare it to the seventh-place league currently.
Okay.
Just on average. If we look back, and Warren Nolan goes back to 2020, and obviously there wasn't a season in 2020, so we won't go back that far. But in 2022, the seventh-best conference in the RPI was the AAC. Okay. But they only got one team in, East Carolina, who... would have gotten in with an at-large if they had.
So if there would have been a dirty bid stealer.
Right.
Okay.
But they got in, and that year the Big East was 13th. So, again, Big East is enjoying a really good year in baseball, right? Really good year. But that was 2022. Then in 2021, Missouri Valley was the seventh-best conference. They got two teams in, including Indiana State. Indiana State got in with an RPI of 38.
Was Dallas Baptist a dirty bit stealer? They were good,
Dallas
right?
Baptist is really good. Yeah, they won the league. They were, they would have gotten in anyway. And once again, Big East was 13th and only got one team in. So really my conclusion is on average, the teams that come from the seventh best conference typically will get two bids.
1.5 to 2 bids a year.
Correct.
So you just got to... either hope that you get the AQ.
Right.
Or that you're in the correct year to get two.
Now,
how much higher would they have to climb to feel comfortable in the RPI?
Well, that's the thing.
They're in the 40s right now, they're 47th?
They're 47 right now. See, what this is, it's really in order to maintain that level of RPI, they're going to have to win conference games.
So in a way, that will solve one of the problems.
Itself.
It will solve the problem of them making it to the Big East tournament.
Correct.
All right. So at the very least, they're going to if they're going to make the Big East tournament, they will solve the RPI problem to some degree.
Correct.
Now, what's also interesting is that currently Xavier is 33rd and UConn is 38th. So similar RPIs to some of the teams that made the NCAA tournament that we just showed on the graphics.
See, it's going to be real interesting this year because UConn is only 21-18. Xavier is 20-20.
Yeah, as we just talked about.
Right.
Wow, so their non-conference really must be tough given that their RPI is all the way up there at 33.
Exactly. While, you know, Georgetown, who has the second best regular season record, their RPI is 80th, but they played a lot of...
I was going to say, look, they played seven Q1 teams. St. John's has only played 5, but Xavier's played 15, as has UConn. But they both stink against them, 4-11 and 3-12.
Right. So, really, the answer to the question is, I don't think Creighton can finish 5th or worse in the Big East.
And have the RPI.
And still have the RPI to be able to get in there, because right now they're sitting at 47.
It's a real
there have been teams... and not that RPI is the end-all, be-all. I don't want to make it sound like, you know, the committee just looks at RPI and just goes down the list. Because I've seen teams that have been rated in the 30s in the RPI who haven't made the NCAA tournament. It's not the end-all, be-all, but it's the one thing that we can kind of look at. There have been teams rated better than 47th who haven't made the field. So Creighton's RPI's got to improve. And the only way it's going to improve is if they start winning some conference games. So it's going to take care of itself.
Sure.
If the Jays win
chicken
in
or
conference,
the egg, right?
Like,
yes.
If the Jays are going to get that RPI up, they're also going to have to win some of these conference games because, again, they have 3 games against UConn left, and those are on the road. They have 3 games this weekend against Georgetown here at home. They got 3 games left against St. John's. And then Seton Hall is the other opponent that they have remaining. So 3 of the 4 teams ahead of them, they have to play. And they're going to need to win those games.
So thus, they'll have all these opportunities.
Right.
And if they're going to make the Big East tournament, then they are going to have to be successful. And if they are going to make the Big East tournament, that means that they are going to get wins. So it's like all of that stuff should take care of itself.
Correct.
Then it's just going to come down to, do they have to win the Big East tournament to make it to the NCAA
And that's the other part of it, too, is, you know, you get to the Big East tournament, well, who are you going to be playing? You're going to be playing Connecticut again. You're going to be playing, you know, probably Georgetown again. You know, other teams with good RPI, and you can try to build that up. But, you know, and I was just watching during the break. I didn't get it. I just skimmed it. But Aaron Fitt, Kendall Rogers, Friends of the Grum from D1 Baseball kind of did their own mock selection. And I was watching their spreadsheet.
No Creighton?
Creighton was off in the pool of – the teams they were considering.
The undesirables? But
the undesirables at this point. So they're not being considered right now, at least by them. And, you know, they usually have a pretty good tune as to what's going on. So, yes, you know, wins like last night are great. But it really, they really got to ramp it up in conference because they've got to get that RPI up, and then they've got to get them, you know, into a position where they can play even more of those games in May.
Is there a college baseball version of your buddy Bart that can help us out with who we need to be watching and rooting for and against over the next month?
Bart only deals with basketball.
Why don't you create this website? Or just start doing some research for us so we know this weekend who to root for.
No.
How fun would that be, though,
no,
John?
No, that would not be fun.
It wouldn't be labor-intensive.
I've never programmed a computer algorithm in my life.
Just make a fun little spreadsheet for us, then. You can build graphics and everything. I'd love to help you out, but I'll be out of state.
Yeah, so. I know you will.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
Maybe Nick will do it.
Yeah.
Nick, you have a score update for us for the worst team in baseball?
Still 3-1 in the top of the third. 2 out.
All right. All right, thank you.
3-1, top of the third for the losingest team in all of baseball. By the way,
trying to get a win.
Our friend Mike Farron, who hosts This Week in College Baseball on Sirius.
Yeah,
he is talking to the head of the committee tonight. You know who the head of the committee is for college baseball?
I do not.
It's the athletic director from Coastal Carolina.
Oh,
so the team that the Jays are playing this week. So there might be a bit of an in.
Hmm.
Yeah, you know, if the Jays can win another one tonight, maybe that'll remind Matt Hoke, oh, yeah, that's right, that's that team that beat us. Maybe we should consider them. It's a fascinating coincidence. I don't think it's going to matter a whole lot, but it is a fascinating coincidence.
By the way, John, when we return, we have a Sports Flash Portal edition to get to for one of the local teams.
A Port Flash.
Port Flash.
Port Flash.
Indeed. It's like Sports Flash, but without the S.
All right. Port Flash and Dumbass Stupid.
Oh, baby.
And is it Kool-Aid chugging time yet?
Gulp, gulp, gulp.
Lick,
straight
lick,
ahead
lick
on 1620 The Zone. But first, a word for my good friends at GoodGuysSaveLives.com, because all of you can help. All of you can make that life-saving difference by checking that donor box the next time you register for your driver's license, hunting, or fishing license. Because registered donors can save up to 8 lives through organ donation and affect the lives positively of dozens of others with tissue donation. You know, bone grafts, for those who have been in terrible accidents or maybe have lost some bone mass because of cancer, bone grafts, donated bone grafts can help rebuild. Same with donated skin tissue for those who have had to undergo reconstructive surgery due to breast cancer. Donated corneas, which can restore sight. Even donated tendons for those who get injured running or playing sports. It doesn't matter. And the best part is, it does not matter what your age is. It does not matter your health condition. Anyone can register to donate. So please consider the next time you re-register for that driving, hunting, or fishing license, check that donor tissue box or visit GoodGuysSaveLives.com. You can find out more about how you can save up to 8 lives and impact so many more at GoodGuysSaveLives.com.